Samtidsmusikk. Ja, det er kanskje ikke noe som er så nært til så mange, men på grunn av noen bevisste valg og en liten dose tilfeldighet havnet jeg hos Bit 20 Assembly. De holder til i Grieghallen og er et orkester som har samtidsmusikk som sitt hovedfokus. Lørdag 17. oktober klokken 8 skal de ha en konsert på Lorsen Teater. Impossible Mechanics. Et portrett av Georgi Ligeti. Mannen bak portrettet er Baldur Brønninmann. Bli med når jeg prøver å finne ut hvem Baldur er, og hvorfor han har valgt å portrettere Georgi.
I'm a conductor. I'm Swiss. I'm 47 years old. I'm 184 centimeters tall and... I'm here in Bergen because I was for the past 4 or 5 years the artistic director of B20.
And your specialization is in contemporary music as in B20?
Yes, I mean with B20 we do contemporary repertoire, meaning classical contemporary music, which is a bit a strange thing to say because of course every piece of classical music at some stage was contemporary. So. You look at Beethoven, you look at Brahms, you know, they were contemporary in their own time and they're still in the repertoire, of course. And what we do the or the classical music of nowadays. So it's people who write music with an artistic aspiration behind it, you know, who notate music, who treat music as a form of art. And that's what we perform and bring to hopefully many people.
Men hvem er Georgi Ligeti da? Og hva er hans historie?
Ligeti was one of the most important composers after the Second World War, really. He was important in many, many ways. First of all, his whole story, you know, he was born in Hungary, that in a part which later, you know, then became part of Romania. And then it became part of Hungary again. So and then in the revolution, the 56 revolution, he... emigrated, or he fled his country. He went to Vienna first and then got to Germany. So he has a bit of, you know, a quite loaded 20th century destiny. He lived through many, you know, many of the key events of the century.
Ligeti hadde opplevd samfunnets mørke sider. Regler var rigide, og det var lite spillerom. Han måtte da etter hvert, på grunn av både politiske og kunstneriske grunner, flytte til Vest-Tyskland. Dette hadde påvirkning på musikken hans for fremtiden.
Yes, he moved to Köln. He did in, you know, before 56, he wouldn't get to know a lot of the contemporary music that is being written at the time. Maybe Bartok being the most modern composer that he would have heard. But he was interested in chemistry when he was young, you know, and all this, and he was very much inspired by, you know, small organisms, you know, and sort of the shapes and things. So he wanted to write a different type of music than what people wanted him to write in the communist times, you know.
Strict guidelines.
Yeah, so he got over to Köln, and there he suddenly got to know all the stuff that people were writing and thinking about in Germany at that time. So he worked in the electronic studio of the Westdeutsche Rundfunk and got all sorts of inspirations from this early computer music.
Når noen snakker om samtidsmusikk, så blir det liksom, det blir vanskelig, komplisert. Men er det virkelig sånn?
It's on one hand it's difficult, but on the other hand it's very, very easy. It's like with contemporary art. You look at a work of art, and the idea behind it might be very, very complex, but what you see is maybe quite straightforward or is quite simple. And that's the case with Ligeti too, you know, his working procedures, his inspirations, the way he constructs his pieces are often quite complex, you know, like fractals, you know, like all the, you know, complex mathematical procedures. But then when you listen to the music on the surface, it's a very, very glowing, a very sensuous and a very, you know, simple to grasp music in a certain way.
So hvorfor har Baldur og B20 valgt å portrettere Ligeti?
Project that comes to an end because we had the idea to do a recording with the Nordic label BIS, who wanted to record the all the Ligeti pieces, because Ligeti becomes more and more, you know, like a main figure of what, you know, of contemporary music and what people, a lot of young composers get inspired by what he did, etc. We recorded the piano concerto already, and then this week with BIS we record the cello concerto, the chamber concerto and Melodien, which are three of his fundamental pieces really. And we thought we'd make the most of that project and also present them in a concert.
Konserten av Liggetid da enden på et innspillingsprosjekt for Bit 20. Ikke bare har Liggetid skapt nye måter å tolke og skape musikk på, men han ser nå at flere yngre komponister trekker paralleller. Kanskje har du blitt litt klokere? Uansett så har Balder Brønningvang bare en ting å si til studenten I Bergen.
I hope that people can accompany us to the next Saturday in Lotion because it's going to be a great event. It's also exactly the right hall to play it in. It's beautiful acoustic and it's a good atmosphere. You can have a beer as well, which is great. So yes, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, B20 doing Liggetid Impossible Mechanics at Lotion Theatre.